This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Wally, when you're bored at work, I think I already know this answer. What do you do to kill the time?
TikTok. Oh. And I got to watch myself. If you ever hear dead air, sometimes it's a technical problem, but a lot of times it was like me looking at cat videos.
Well, you should have introduced this 60-year-old art museum security guard to TikTok because at his first day on the job, he got bored and decided the best thing to do to kill the time was to make improvements on one of the museum's paintings. It's called Three Figures.
That's a gutsy move on day one. Like, I could get, like, messing with things a weekend, maybe a month in, but, like, day one.
Yeah, day one.
What'd he do?
So, it's called The Three Figures, and it depicts three blank faces with no facial features. Without knowing the portrait was worth $1 million, the security guard thought it could use some eyes. So, with a ballpoint pen, he drew googly eyes on this $1 million art piece.
Oh, Earl, you are so funny.
So, the good news is, art restorers are going to be able to restore the painting to its original facelessness.
Wow.
That's amazing. I can't even get blue pen out of my jeans. Like, right? How are they going to do this? I have no idea.
But the bad news is it's going to cost the museum a few $1,000s to get it done.
Is he
going to
get fired? Is this a? This feels like a really fireable offense. Not
does
a,
it?
It does. Like, and it's, this doesn't feel like a, hey, Earl, we need to talk to you about something here. I know we didn't cover this in the onboarding
in
class.
The training video
about not drawing googly eyes on the artwork. So it's kind of our fault. This is our fault. Now, we're going to do that in the future.
Yeah, this is water under the bridge.
Right. You know, but, and so let's just clean slate this and start over.
Clean slate with no googly eyes.
Yeah. Oh, like I could, because there was a trend going around, I think on TikTok, of putting googly eyes on things, like the stick-on ones.
The stickers, yeah.
So, like, I could have seen that. That's way less damaging and would have been kind of
still
funny.
It would leave sticky residue.
A little bit, but goo gone, you could get it off.
Oh, my gosh. You should never be a security guard at a museum.
No, because you get bored. I get it. I totally get it. But, oh, man. Oh, well, good luck for, I hope Earl, did Earl get fired, did it say?
It doesn't say. We don't know. But, I mean, I think we can safely assume.
Yeah, pretty sure he's
fireable offense
in the unemployment line today. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to play a little round of either, neither, both. You have a chance to win a prize here, and all you have to do is tell us if the statement is true for either, neither, or both of the two contestants being asked, okay? So mine would be, we'll do a practice round here. Gavin, you guess, okay?
Okay.
The statement is from myself and Betty Rock. Have either, neither, both of you lied about your relationship status?
Oh.
Betty just went, interesting.
I can't see Betty having done that.
Really? I totally see you doing that.
I know. I actually could see you having done that when you were younger, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To increase your confidence. I'd say either.
Okay, see, either. So one of us.
One
but you're
of you.
Saying that it was me.
That's my guess.
That lied about a relationship status. I have not lied about a relationship status. I've not posted, like, in a relationship or anything like that when I'm not. I never was that guy that was like, I've got a girlfriend. She's just not here. Because I'm a bad liar. So I know I would get caught. But I believe that Betty Rock has lied about her relationship status.
I for sure have.
So you wouldn't still get the point.
Sure.
Mine was due to a safety situation.
Right.
Okay.
So if guys give me creepy vibes, then I will lie and I will say, I'm actually dating someone.
Sure.
Like,
do you use a name? Do you use a powerful name like
no.
like Jet? My
Bruce?
Boyfriend Jet.
Steel.
Yeah.
Steel.
Yeah.
Yes.
My boyfriend Cannon.
Micro.
Yeah.
Micro.
That's
I
where
wish.
They know she's lying. All right. See, that's how easy it is. If you want to play, all you have to do again is tell us if the statement being asked is true for either, neither, or both of the people. You can win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can call for anything we got going on during the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Shayna, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, the way this works is you're going to be given a statement, and you have to tell us if that statement is true for either, neither, or both of the people being asked on the show. So here we go. Let's start with you, Betty Rock. Your question for Gavin and me.
Yep. Okay. So have either, neither, both of you ever accidentally entered the women's restroom?
Okay.
You meant to go to the men's. Found yourself in the women's.
All right. What do you say, Shayna? Either, neither, both?
I say both, definitely.
Why would you say both, yeah. Shayna?
I just think that it's just a common thing that people have done it at least once in their life.
What, a month ago? Yeah, about a month ago. Yeah, about a month ago at the airport. It said that it was men's and women's there.
Yeah.
It's the most confusing thing. So I stood there and looked for a while, and I'm like, all right. So I go in finally, and I brave up, and I go in, and I see no urinals. I'm like, oh, no, I am in the wrong place. So then I quickly leave, and then another guy passes me and goes in there. And before I can even say, dude, we're in the wrong place, he was in a stall. And I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. I just left. So, Gavin?
I have done it, and it was in college. I didn't realize the issue until I was in a stall and heard different voices.
High heels.
I skipped an entire class because I had to wait until the opportune time to leave.
Oh, that is so
that's
good.
Horrible.
All right, well, you got that one right, Shayna. Nicely done. Okay, Gavin, what is yours for Betty and me?
Okay, have either, neither, or both of you used a ear or nose trimmer?
Okay, all right. I'm getting a little older, so Shayna probably knows how this is going to go. What do you think? Either, neither, both?
I say either.
Either. So one of us has used an ear or nose hair trimmer.
Who do you think has?
Wally.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I should actually use them more often.
I know. I really should. I have this one weird hair on my ear.
I do,
that
too.
Just keeps growing, and no matter what I do, it just shows back up.
Gross.
Yeah, it's weird, so I gotta regulate that. Betty Rock?
No, I have never done that.
Okay,
speaking
good.
Of someone who should.
Oh, come on.
I thought you had a mustache for 3 years.
Stop.
No. All right, so congratulations, Shayna. That's 2 out of 3. You win today.
Yay, awesome.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and music progresses, and artists progress. They get better at their craft over the years, and it's fun to look back at where they started, you know, back then, and where they are now.
That's right, and Toby Mac is one of those people. So he started with DC Talk back in the day, but then they decided to take a break, and Toby did his own solo thing, and that started back in 2001 with the release of his first album called Momentum, and that first single was Extreme Days.
He was still riding off of the kind of DC Talk rap rock thing, you know, and that was what he did, you know, and that was way different from what he's doing now.
Yeah, so take it now to 21 years later.
Oh my goodness.
And he's come out with his new single called Promised Land.
Ooh, even high falsetto.
A rap,
no,
you know, in the middle of it.
He doesn't do much of that anymore.
It's very slow and earthy.
Very, he's grown up. He's a, you know, a man of distinction and age, such as myself. And so, you know, this is the evolution in his career, and I love it.
That's right. And he actually shared where his idea for Promised Land came from.
Every one of us have wondered at one time or another, where's my promised land? Where's the blessing for me and my family that I thought would come my way on this earth if I chose to follow the King of Kings? This lyric of this song lands exactly where I want my life to land. It's that our promised land is really no land at all. but a relationship with the King that loves us deeply. It turns from, where's my promised land, to, you're my promised land. Maybe the promised land that we're looking for isn't a place at all, but a person named Jesus.
He just got deep.
Yeah, he
That's
did.
A big cry from the Extreme Days sings, where like lyrics like, I took a shot to the Scully with a bat.
Yeah, you is know, that what he said?
Yeah, am I out of control? Need the skeletons hold up. Like, it, yeah, totally different. So like, I love seeing that growth in him, and especially too when you look at his life and losing his son Truett 2 years ago, and to be able to sit there and say, yeah, our promised land is the hope in Jesus, not necessarily the place, and life doesn't always go like we want it, but we can still have that hope. So there you go. That was then. This is now. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question. Like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education. Like, for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid, and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
I know there are a lot of things going on in the Olympics, so I try to keep my finger on the pulse for you as much as I can. There was a 15-year-old Russian superstar skater who was expected to deliver the ROC's third straight Olympic gold medal in women's figure skating. And it might not happen now because she tested positive for a banned substance.
Oh, no.
Oh.
The thing that got the, you thought positive for COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's why you think the best. I was instantly, when it said banned, I'm like, yes, she tested positive. Because the ROC, the reason the Russians are competing under this ROC banner is that they got nailed for doping, like from a countrywide doping scandal in the Olympics. And so now you're like, wait, is it still going on? Come on, Russia. So she's 15, tested positive for a heart medication.
Oh.
But they cannot prove that she has a heart problem, because the reason is it improves your heart performance. And that's why athletes take
it. And she's 15.
15. So if they're doping a 15-year-old to perform, that is next level
crazy.
They
should just be taken out altogether.
Yeah, it's like you lose your right. At this point, after so many times of this, yeah, you should lose your invitation completely. You know, mm-hmm. It's just crazy for a 15-year-old to be in that place. Nathan Chen, though, for the USA, the good old USA, brought home the gold in men's figure skating.
Woo!
Chloe Kim tearing it up in women's half pipe won the gold.
Yay, women!
So we've made up a little ground. Norway, Austria, ROC, Canada, and USA. We're in the top five now, okay? So we're moving forward. We have 9 medals, 3 gold. Canada only has 1 gold.
So
beating Canada, that's all I really care about. Now, here's something. We have this thing called the Aftercast, where we talk about things we can't get to during the course of the show, and sometimes they're very charged. I have a rant ready to go for this today. So if you would like to hear this, you can subscribe to our podcast and our Aftercast wherever you get your podcasts. And it's a good one, because NBC got criticized for their coverage of them showing downhill skier Michaela Schifrin crying after she fell and lost two of her events. Yeah. She's devastated.
Yeah.
And so people now are like calling them out saying, you victimized her. And it's like, no, no, no. See, this was part of the problem with the Simone Biles thing is now we've weakened women in sports. And now we're like, oh, we cannot show them ever having a bad day. Yeah.
I feel like we're leaking into the aftercast.
Just give me a flavor. Okay. Just giving you a flavor, okay?
And much more to expect.
Oh, lots
later.
Good 5-minute rant on this. And so we'll do that. Again, you can get your, wherever you get your podcast, you can pick up our aftercast and check this out today.
I'm in love, I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We got Valentine's Day coming up, and it is a little terrifying for gentlemen to get gifts and stuff.
Why?
It just is. It's just hard, you know, because you want to get the right gift. But then, and you know it's not going to go both ways. You know you're getting something horrible as a guy. There's a lot of pressure on you to give something great, and then, like Betty Rock, if you were dating somebody right now, what would your Valentine's Day gift for them be?
I think my presence alone is...
Fail. No, not good enough. That's
present.
A given. No, you're going to be there for Valentine's. That's a given. That's not enough. You are not enough is what I'm telling you.
Wow.
Just on that day.
Yeah, I want to be very clear here. You are not enough, okay? Guys get hosed all the time, man. And so here's what I want to do. I want to help right now, guys. Because you admittedly, like even buying gifts, like for me, not on Valentine's Day, but you're like, you're hard to shop for.
You are, because everything you want is like in the $1,000 range, if not $5,000.
Right,
you want
exactly.
Like an e-foil something or other, and then you wanted a drone, and we got you that, but then you broke it in like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, so you know what? It's not life isn't perfect, but so here's what I want to do. I want to help women out here, okay? If they're not sure what to get their guy, I want you to hear from gentlemen. Like, what do we want? This is what we want. I mean, there's things like a personalized wallet might be nice that has your name on it. An engraved wooden watch. That's only $50. Like, that's not bad. It's if someone, like for me, I like woodworking, so that would be an appropriate
gift.
Sounds
expensive.
$50.
Oh.
Worth that. Come on now.
Are you, though?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you could do like some earbuds or something like that. And, you know, just like, yeah. Put a little thought into it. Like we have to. We have to go buy jewelry. So,
your
guys,
wife could buy you jewelry, though.
Yeah, that's sadly. All right. So, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So, if you're a guy, I'd love to hear what you think would be a good Valentine's Day gift right now. Because you're going to help women out that are struggling trying to find their guy what to get. Power tools. If your guy loves power tools, it's really hard to go wrong with one.
Expensive.
Worth it. Like the joy on my face at opening a power tool versus, I don't know, like flowers or something. Like, yeah, I would be super happy. Okay. Worth every penny. So we're going to help you out here. 855-33-WAY-FM. This is a gentleman's moment here to kind of help you and your guy out. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is a great guy Valentine's Day gift?
Okay, y'all can make fun of me if you want to, but take me and get me a pedicure.
No, Clint.
Or get me a massage.
So not helping. Not helping at all with where I was going with this.
I'll make it better. Get your man a tattoo.
Okay, that's good. A tattoo?
There we go.
A gift certificate for a tattoo? That's great, but I'm not going to be able to forget that you started with pedicure, Clint.
But what I love about the pedicure idea is that it's something you can do with your significant other. So you're also getting a gift and spending quality time with the one that you love.
Why don't we just throw a rom-com in there at the same time? Like, and just completely make this about her. Come on, guys. Think this through. You're not helping. So, Dennis, what do you think guys want?
This is the perfect investment, so it's good for both of you. I buy and collect silver coins or whatnot. Just buy a 20 or probably about $30 to $40 silver round, tape it to the inside of a nice little gift card, and hand it out that way. And, you know, if your guy's into silver, if he's into investing, he'll be a happy camper.
Yeah, and because at the end of the day, when we have the apocalypse and everything goes south, we're going to be wanting that gold and silver tucked away.
That was going to bring me to my other precious metal of lead and bullets. Make sure you got one. Now I got to call my wife and make sure she's listening. Have a good day.
All right, Tim, you're up. What do guys want for Valentine's Day?
I'm involved with the power tools. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. So you got to know, like, your husband, your boyfriend. Like, Tim here is into power tools, so it's easy to go buy him a power tool.
Would refurbished power tools be okay?
No, here's the thing. You guys want to spend $300 to $500 for jewelry, but you don't want to spend $200 for a power tool. That's not quite fair.
That's right. That's not quite fair. And love should be fair.
Exactly.
What if I got you a $3 screwdriver? Would that count?
Well, would you be okay with a $1.50 keychain?
Yeah.
Touche.
You are on point, good sir.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have this thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com. It's great. You can post prayer requests to be prayed for. You can pray for other people. And Pastor Chad is the guy that kind of runs it, oversees it. He's also praying for people and getting people the care that they need in addition to the prayer that they need. And you're doing something with the prayer ministry today, right, Pastor Chad?
Yeah, every couple months we send out a text just asking people, how can we pray for you? And one of the, I was just sharing with Wally before we went on, is one of the exciting things is that we get responses all the time saying this prayer text came to me at just the right time. So I'm kind of anticipating what's going on, because last time we had a lady who was waiting in the waiting room for a job interview. And while she was waiting for the interview, got the text, posted a prayer request, and people started praying for her right away. So it was just giving her the confidence. Yeah. In fact, she said, my prayer posse was behind me, and I went into that job interview, and I knew with confidence that people were praying for me, and I came out with confidence, and in the end, she got the job. And so we just love that. So it's an opportunity to pray with people where they are. And so one thing we do ask, that maybe you are one of our faithful prayer warriors, that you would go online today, this afternoon, and pray for some of those requests. Because generally we get about 2,000 people, 2,000 requests coming in at a time. And all that means is it needs a lot of prayer to be able to support that. So.
Sure. And that's a great way of living out your faith, too. It doesn't take a lot of time, takes no money.
Yeah.
And you can actually have a tangible difference in somebody's life. You know, you're the other side of an answer to prayer with God for people, which I love. I remember my wife one time, we were in Africa. She's terrified of small planes. And I didn't think she was going to get on this plane. Like, I don't know. And then I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to leave her in part of Africa, because I got to go, you know. And she, it was the craziest thing. She had posted, hey, I just need some prayer for this. Mm-hmm. I'm really struggling with this. And it was the craziest thing, man. Like, she looked at me at one point, and I'm like, all right, I don't know what to do anymore here, Marty. And she goes, I'm good. Let's go. I'm like, wait, what? How did, okay, you're bipolar, you know. But it was that prayer. She's like, all, like, I had people I know that were praying for me, and I just got this peace of God.
Wow.
And she went, and she had a great experience, one of the best experiences of her life, that fear almost kept her from, but the prayer made a difference in that. And so that's what you can be a part of at our prayer wall at wayfm.com. So if you need prayer requests, definitely go there today. But while you're there, man, it's good. We're going to have an influx. So pray for other people while you're there, because it will also make a difference in your life as well. Do you remember that kid song, the head bone's connected to the neck bone? Hey, it's Wally, and songs like that help kids learn things like anatomy. But as adults, we need more songs to help us learn other stuff, like the Anatomy of Mortgages song. Fixed rates connected to the prime rate. That would be great, right? So while there might not be a clever mortgage song, I can give you the anatomy of my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. I called Ryan at UFM, and first he explained to me some of my options, like refinancing to lower my monthly payment, saving me years off the loan. Then we went over the cash out refinance, where I could pull cash out of my house and use it for whatever I wanted. That's the option we went with. Here's the best part for me personally. I got all that money and my monthly payment stayed the same because interest rates are so low. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Nice!
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
Real quick before Gavin gives us his news, like I had a friend of mine that was talking to me yesterday, and he was like, we listen in the car every day at the same time, me and my daughter, Anna. What's up, girl? We listen every day, and she thinks that Gavin is the host of the show because this is all she hears. Uh-oh. And so good on you, Gavin.
I love it.
Yeah. So, no, Anna, I run this place, okay? Just so you know.
Anna, he runs this place. I'm terrified.
All right, Gavin, what do you got?
Okay, so on a personal note, being a sports fan is difficult during the week for me personally because most games start at 7 or 8 p.m. We're waking up at 4. At first, like in the first year I was here, sometimes I would cheat that. I'd stay up, I'd watch, be a little bit miserable the next day. I've cut that back.
Yeah, you have to with this job.
And most people, actually half of people, have said that because of the Super Bowl, which is this weekend, because it takes place on Sunday night,
right,
they are, you know, upset because they're, you know, going to work the next morning bright and early, which, I mean, if you're an adult, like, you got to do it, obviously. You've got to.
You can't call in. Those people that call in after a Super Bowl party drive me nuts. But, like, it's called Super Bowl Sunday, and I love the alliteration, but I would be happy with Super Bowl Saturday. It's still alliteration.
Yeah, it's still alliteration, and that's what people want, is for it to be pushed back to Saturday so that you can recuperate and recover on Sunday. I will say, if you're a fan of the losing team showing up to work the next morning on a Monday, I do feel for those people. Your team almost got there. It's a bummer. But, again, you have to be an adult.
I don't understand why Saturday would be such a bad thing.
I don't
either. I know that, you know, college typically plays on Saturday, then pros on Sunday, but then they have Monday nights, Thursday nights. Like, why not do it on Saturday? Then everybody can stay up late, enjoy, you know, their Super Bowl parties, and everybody wins. Then the players don't have to work on Sunday. They could be in church. Maybe that'd be a good thing for some of them.
I think that when the college football season is in the middle of its season, like, they own Saturday. Like, there are actual TV agreement rights that college football owns with that. But college football's been done for at least a month now. Don't think it would be a big deal. And half of people want it to be on a Saturday. That's a lot of people. Let's just do it.
What time's the game start?
This is actually the best part of this weekend, and maybe it kind of goes against this argument, but the game is starting at 5:30 p.m. Central Time, which the game Central is in Los Angeles. So the game is at 3:30 for those people. So it actually is, in a good way, it is a good time for it, because I definitely
9:30 you'll be done, roughly.
Hopefully. And the halftime show will be longer. There are more commercials that they need to get through. And maybe you watch the final ceremony of giving the trophy out. But it's not going to be that. No, I don't personally. But it will not end crazy late.
I used to live in California, and it was the biggest waste for me because friends of mine were like, oh, you're living in California now. On Sundays, you'll be watching games like at 1 in the afternoon. How great is that? I'm like, wait, what games? What are you talking about? I should never have been allowed to enter the state of California as a non-sports fan. So there you go. Super Bowl Sunday coming up. 5:30 Central Time is the start, so that's good to know. You won't have to be up quite as late watching it and still making it into work on Monday. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and investing in your kids is one of the greatest things you can do to help build their confidence and show them that you believe in them. And we have a great way for you to do that that doesn't even cost you any money. We have this thing called Camp Electric. It's a creative arts camp for kids that love music. And, you know, it doesn't matter if they're guitar players, bass players, drummers. There's a track for all of the aspects of music, including songwriting, keys, you know, whatever. And so they're getting taught by some of the best in the Christian artist industry. People that are out touring, you know, as Christian bands, are now doing Camp Electric and pouring into the life of kids, musically and spiritually. It's such a great environment. My daughter went, my nephew went, they loved it, and I can't speak highly enough about it. And so the cool thing is, you can nominate, this is what I was talking about, how you can invest in, you can nominate your kid, a kid you know at church that you think, oh boy, that sounds like it would be really good for them. I'd love for them to be a part of this, and they get to go for free if they're our winner.
Yeah, and the thing is some of these kids, they're coming to Camp Electric, and they've been through a lot, so it would be good for them to build some friendships that are speaking life into them. And that's exactly what's happening with Brad. He nominated Max. He said Max has suffered with isolation during the pandemic, Also, his mother has been sick and now she's disabled. Then his parents got divorced during the pandemic. So it's been so much. But through it, he's found a lot of peace in music. And so Brad thinks that this would be a great opportunity to really help him open up more.
See, that's the thing, too. Like, when we listen to music, it takes us away sometimes from our problems. And that's the same thing for kids, man. They're dealing with a lot of stuff. And sometimes it's an escape for them, too. And what a great... Some kids escape into drugs and heavy music and all the messed up stuff. What a great place to escape into the arms of Jesus in learning more about their faith and about Him, all the while getting better at their skills. So that's what we... love Camp Electric. Love getting to do this. We'd love to have you get your submission in today because it ends on the 20th and it couldn't be easier. Gavin, you know how to do this, right?
Yeah, you just text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 91979. You'll get a link where you can go in and fill out all the information, nominate the kid you want to nominate, and that's it.
There you go. It's so simple, doesn't cost anything, and we'd love to see you get involved today. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
It seems like actors these days can easily make millions just by breathing. They can just breathe. Yeah, here you go. Here's a million. And maybe that makes it easy for them when given the opportunity to take a pay cut if it's for the good of others or for the movie itself.
I've heard of big actors doing this kind of thing before, and you're like, oh, you know what? I respect that. I know Will Smith has done that in the past for different things.
Well, yeah, you mentioned Will Smith. He did. He personally paid the cast of a film he starred in to cover any box office loss the movie would lose.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, so the studio had decided, hey, we're gonna send this movie out to theaters, but also to streaming services. Well, if people are given the chance to stream it, they're not going to go to the theater, and then you won't make as much money.
Right.
So he took some of his paycheck and gave it to his other cast members so that
good
they could
him.
Have money.
Because years ago, he had been called out on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air by one of the ladies that played Aunt Viv. She said he was irresponsible. He could have used his power to help other people in the cast get raises, and he didn't because he was young and, you know, looking out for himself or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of cool to see him like learn, okay, you know what? I need to take care of the people around me. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
There's also some stars that are starstruck themselves, like Jonah Hill. He agreed to the lowest possible salary of $60,000 just so he could be in a film with Martin Scorsese.
What?
Oh, nice.
Wow. I get that there's certain projects you would want to be in, you know, that you're like, I don't care what they pay me. And they have to pay union minimum scale.
Right.
Because of the union. But it's like, yeah, I just want to be in this movie. Boy, that's a little desperate, but,
Well, and also Kristen Stewart, she agreed to a reduced salary just because she had gotten so attached to her character that she would play in the film.
Yeah.
Because she was reading the script and she just couldn't let that character go.
Good for her. Like, I like that.
Wow. You really lose yourself in your work.
Oh, for sure. Like, I will take a nickel to be in any movie. Like, I am like Ron Howard's not so good looking brother, where I will show up to any movie.
Oh.
I would actually pay to
you know
be
you
in
were
movies.
Saying earlier about Jonah Hill being desperate?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me. Yeah.
Okay.
Reeks of desperation, this guy over here. So there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And my wife has a lot of rules, most of them unwritten down. And so I'm not always sure about them. Sometimes I find out about them in different ways. And so, like, one day I remember going, hey, I know you're hungry. Why don't we just grab Taco Bell to go? And she's like, oh, no. I'm like, face curled up, nose curled up. Like, yeah. Well, why would you even suggest that? Like, what? Why? What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
It's like, I never eat Taco Bell to go. You have to eat Taco Bell there. I'm like, okay, why?
Hmm.
Like, I get not, like, eating it in the car, because a taco in a car, 100% horrible. But she didn't want to bring it home the 5-minute or 7-minute drive home, I guess, because it, for her, that taco needs to be eaten right then and there, crisp and fresh.
Well, I get it because, okay, you know, there is a little bit of oil or grease or whatever.
What's in there?
Oil.
Nice.
That's oil. Just a translation. For anyone that doesn't know what oil is, it's oil.
Oil, yeah, or grease in the meat.
Yeah.
And so it's going to make the bottom of the taco squishy. Mm.
Okay.
And then you could be picking up your taco and it's just going to fall apart.
Explodes, exactly.
It won't be crunchy.
Now that's, it's a taco salad. You don't want,
yeah,
that.
That's probably her reasoning. But for whatever reason, she had her takeout reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you people have different takeout rules that they have in their own life. They live by, and it's their own personal rules.
Kind of like, you know, hey, we can't go there because we've got a 30-minute drive home.
Yeah,
can't,
yeah,
do that. Or, oh, this one's okay, but we got to eat the fries on the way home.
Absolutely. Like when I go to McDonald's, I eat the fries on the way home. And there's just, because I don't want them cold when they get home. They're so good, and they've got to be eaten now, you know? Like, the minute they hit the bag, I have to, like, bounce them out of my hands into my mouth because they're so hot.
I wish there was a trick on how to keep them hot, how to keep your food hot,
yeah,
in the car.
I know, but that's the thing, man. What are your takeout rules? 855-33-WAY-FM. They're probably unwritten, but when someone breaks them, you're like, no, you cannot do that.
You can't do that.
855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Do you have certain rules, Bill, for takeout food?
Absolutely, yeah. For food delivery, don't ever do something that's going to be soggy when it gets to you, like a burger or a burrito. This doesn't make any sense. I usually just go with Chinese food. But pro tip, if you have to-go French fries or French fries left over from a dinner out, you can throw those bad boys in the air fryer, and they just bring them right back to life.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because French fries done the second day are horrible. Even like Five Guys, I love Five Guys fries, and I've tried them on a Pampered Chef stone, and they don't come back. So maybe the air fryer is the way to go. I like that pro tip.
Oh no, it absolutely is.
Maybe a good idea if you have to have a burger is, and you're going to be the person they hate at the place, though, order it without the bun on it. Like, get the bun on the side, because then it's not going to make the bun soggy.
You got a point.
Once again, they're going to hate you.
I could see that, but I don't think I could be that guy.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Everybody has unwritten rules in their lives, and I think that extends to our takeout rules for food. Like mine is, you've got to eat the fries while they're still hot on the way home. Because even a 5-minute commute with your food is too much for fries, honestly. Like, so I'm real serious about it. I'm really passionate about
that.
Yeah, I take it seriously. So Betty Rock, you posted this, right?
I did. On our Facebook page, if you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, you can see some of the responses that other people had. And you're not alone in being passionate about these takeout rules. Alicia said that when her and her husband order out from McAllister's Deli, they do the pick two, and they usually do the sandwich and the salad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you put a hot sandwich and a salad together in the same container,
yeah,
the lettuce is going to get wilty,
yeah,
and gross.
Oh, yeah.
So what they do is they ask that they each be separated. The sandwiches go in one and salads go in the other.
Okay.
So that when they get home, the salad isn't all warm and...
Yeah. That's a good idea. I mean, I'm sure people are like, rolling their eyes. Like, just take it. But I get that 100%. Gavin, do you have a takeout rule with you and your wife?
Yeah, she has one for me specifically.
Oh, because if you're picking stuff
up? Yes, because I am the one who usually goes out and picks food up.
Well, you're the provider.
I am.
You're the man. You're the hunter-gatherer.
She just hates driving.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
If he was a hunter-gatherer, they'd starve.
Oh, absolutely.
That is the first and only time you'll ever call me that. But she's avidly passionate about sauce.
Like, okay.
She has to have the right sauce for whatever meal that we're having. So the rule is, like, come home with the right sauce or don't come home at all.
Okay, all right.
I've driven 10 minutes away from a restaurant, turned around, and wheeled back to go get the honey mustard that she needs.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I think it's cute when someone fears their spouse that much. I think that's healthy.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Welcome to Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown! This is where I attempt to help you become the most interesting person in any room that you are in by giving you facts that you can bust out at any point in time. And so I have the gang here give me a category, and I show you how this works if you were in a social setting. So Betty Rock, give me any kind of category.
All right, so a Super Bowl party.
Okay, that's timely. That's good.
Yeah, so the only reason I go to a Super Bowl party is to eat the food.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Okay. So I say Super Bowl party food.
Okay, I'm not sure if this is a typical Super Bowl party food, but it is an interesting food fact that I have learned. Sushi, you know, like you'd be at a nice Super Bowl party if they're serving sushi, obviously.
Yeah.
But did you know that people eat wasabi with sushi all the time, right?
Yeah, it's so spicy and weird. I don't like it.
Do you know why they originally started eating wasabi with sushi?
Is it because rice is a bland thing and therefore you need something to kick it up a little?
That's a great guess. No, it's not for flavor at all. It was originally eaten to kill the bacteria in sushi.
Because of the raw fish?
Yeah. Wow. And so now it's not necessary now because of modern sanitary conditions, but that's what they did originally. So if you're at the Super Bowl party and someone gets a spring roll or gets some sushi, you can go, hey, real quick before you eat that, I got a little nugget for you.
I don't think I want to eat anything where they have to worry about bacteria.
Absolutely not. No, I've never had a piece of sushi in my life. Never will.
But if something drops on the ground, you'll pick it up, though, and still eat it?
Absolutely will do that. If it's like a corn dog or something, sure, but I'm never eating sushi. Gavin, why don't you give me one here?
Okay, sushi, it's a little bougie, it's a little upscale.
Sure.
Can you bring it down to earth and get a little bit more Super Bowl-y food for me?
I think I can, Gavin.
Like chicken wings?
Yeah, buffalo dip.
He wants something more everyman, more blue collar.
Yes, please.
Okay, so you're at the Super Bowl thing. You got some Ritz crackers because they're nice. And you go to put the Cheese Whiz from the Cheese Whiz can.
It's the best.
And then you get it really tall, and you put another Ritz on it, and you eat it. Oh, it's so good. And then as you bite it, it squirts out of your mouth like Cheese Whiz. Okay, this is going to blow your mind. Cheese Whiz, okay? 27 ingredients listed on the side of the can of Cheese Whiz.
No.
None of them are cheese.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Then why is it so good?
Well, I don't know, but none of it is cheese.
Yeah, and just Whiz is just not a good name for food.
No, you definitely need cheese in there somewhere. But yeah, so as someone is like racking that Cheese Whiz up tonight or during the Super Bowl, you can throw that nugget at them too and go, hey, not for nothing, but did you know you ain't eating any cheese? Mm. So there you go. You will be the most interesting person at all your Super Bowl parties this week.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.